How did we arrive at a world where a biological man can declare, "I am a woman," and receive not psychiatric care, but surgery? This profound shift in our understanding of human identity represents one of the most dramatic cultural transformations in history. Western society has moved from viewing the self as something discovered in relation to external realities to something created through psychological expression. This revolution explains everything from gender politics to religious freedom battles and helps us understand why yesterday's common sense is today's bigotry. As we navigate this strange new world, we need a roadmap through terrain that feels increasingly alien to many. The modern self's foundations were laid by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who revolutionized identity by declaring his inner self as his true essence. This focus on feelings rather than actions marked a radical shift from traditional values that prized restraint. Rousseau pioneered the modern obsession with authenticity, acting outwardly in accordance with inner feelings. Rousseau also introduced the problematic idea that society corrupts our naturally good instincts. His statement, "Man is born free, yet everywhere he is in chains," epitomizes this philosophy, though it contradicts human reality. Humans are actually born dependent on others for survival. Yet this fallacy became central to his concept of the noble savage, the uncorrupted individual answerable to no one. The Romantic poets expanded these ideas, seeking authentic humanity through nature. They often used the Aeolian harp metaphor, an instrument played by wind, to represent humans as vessels for nature's power. Wordsworth's The Idiot Boy depicted a simpleton as representing purer humanity because he wasn't corrupted by sophisticated society. For these thinkers, authentic humanity resided not in the educated elite, but in those closest to nature. The modern self elevates inner feelings while rejecting the idea that human nature contains inherent moral structure. We accept biological human nature scientifically, but resist drawing moral implications from these facts, a profound shift in human self-understanding. Marx viewed religious morality not as divine truth, but as a sophisticated means of creating a stable workforce disguised as God's commands. He famously described religion as the opium of the people, a human creation that soothes suffering while serving ruling class interests. Nietzsche's Madman passage portrays God's death as earth-shattering. For him, God's death necessarily means the death of human nature itself. Without God, no absolute moral standards can exist. Morality becomes merely a power play where the weak manipulate the strong by elevating weakness to virtue. Our contemporary moral language confirms Nietzsche's perspective has become cultural intuition. We increasingly frame moral judgments in subjective terms. "That's offensive," or "that makes me feel unsafe," making personal emotional response the primary ethical criterion. Despite many discredited theories, Freud's enduring legacy rests on two key ideas: sex as fundamental to human happiness, and civilization requiring sexual repression. He positioned sexual pleasure as the prototype for all happiness, a significant departure from earlier views where Aristotle valued virtue, Christians glorified God, and Jefferson championed natural rights. In Freud's view, morality enables civilization by restricting natural sexual instincts, but at a psychological cost. Society exchanges happiness for security, fostering guilt and shame, a bargain creating lasting neuroses. This produces a fundamental discontentment since true happiness, unrestricted sexual expression, remains blocked by social necessity. Wilhelm Reich bridged Marx and Freud by arguing that sexual repression serves specific historical forms like capitalism and patriarchy. For Reich, every moral regulation is sex-negating and all compulsory morality is life-negating. He inverted traditional education, viewing it not as forming individuals by curbing instincts, but as liberating sexual expression for authentic selfhood. The sexual revolution fundamentally challenges the legitimacy of sexual codes themselves. Modesty exemplifies this shift. Questions about appropriate skirt length now seem quaint because modesty wasn't merely redefined, but overthrown completely. Our modern world stands in stark contrast to the fixed, stable existence of medieval life. Today's world is plastic, malleable to human will. Where a 14th century peasant would have lived a predetermined life bound to farming, fixed geographically, following seasonal rhythms, modern life offers unprecedented choice and mobility. Technology has fundamentally altered our relationship to nature and each other. Irrigation transforms deserts into farmland, medicine conquers diseases, and high-speed transportation shrinks vast distances. Digital technology has further accelerated this transformation, creating virtual spaces that transcend physical limitations entirely. This technological mastery reinforces individualism, transforming even communal experiences into private consumption. From solitary Netflix viewing replacing movie theaters, to personal playlists supplanting shared radio experiences. As traditional institutions lose their formative power, they transform from character-forming molds into mere platforms for self-display. Churches, families, and nations no longer shape character through discipline and shared values, but serve primarily as stages for individual expression. This shift reflects a broader cultural transformation, from viewing institutions as formative influences to seeing them as tools for personal brand building and self-promotion. Recognition fundamentally shapes human identity and social belonging. Throughout history, societies have developed complex ethical frameworks that determine who receives full membership and who remains on the periphery. The nation-state demands patriotic behavior, families establish behavioral standards, religious institutions maintain the power of excommunication for perceived heretics. Benedict Anderson's concept of imagined communities revolutionized our understanding of nationalism by arguing that nation-states function as collective mental constructs. Since citizens can't possibly know everyone within their nation personally, they must imagine shared commonalities, language, customs, values, and historical narratives that create a coherent national identity. The internet has fundamentally transformed how we connect and form communities, making geographic proximity less significant while allowing people to choose their communities more freely. Digital platforms enable instant connection across continents, creating powerful bonds between people who've never met in person. Many citizens now identify more strongly with communities based on race, gender, sexuality, or shared values than with their national identity, creating tension between traditional political structures and emerging forms of identity. For traditional believers, today's cultural narrative is depressing, challenging beliefs at every level. Religious disagreement with secular values now often registers morally equivalent to racism, ending the era when religious people could dissent yet remain respected in society. Rather than nostalgia, religious communities should look to the second century post-apostolic church for precedent, when Christianity was a despised, marginal sect suspected of immorality, similar to how traditional believers are viewed as irrational bigots today. Community must become central to church life, with Christians caring for each other and practicing distinctive moral behaviors that set them apart. Worship and fellowship, gathering for prayer, singing, scripture, sacraments, and giving constitute the church's witness. The most powerful response isn't despair or naive optimism, but hope, realistically acknowledging this world's brokenness while being grateful for present blessings. As we enter uncharted territory, we must prepare by knowing what we believe and why, worshiping in formative ways, and holding fast to timeless truths while longing for a better world to come.